Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody, and we are glad that you are here. And Media Michelle Fletcher is our guest here, and we are live, and Michelle is here, and we're going to start off with a beautiful song here. I was just in the screening room talking to Michelle, and we preloaded a new song, so it wasn't loaded in last night, anyway, long story short. So call in, speak to Media Michelle. 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in to the show. And be glad to have you on here on Journey into the Light. There you go there. And and when you do call in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard here on Journey into the Light. And we're going to be back here. I'm going to put on a song for you here. And as you guys are settling on into the show, and we'll starting here in just a minute.
My love, here I stand before. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. Hope you enjoyed that song, selected by my son, Nick. And and for a great show tonight is the return of Media Michelle Fletcher. Media Michelle has been part of the show on and off, and a friend of mine and my family's for the whole 9 years since I started this show. And like I said, Michelle was my first guest on this show 9 years ago, and I've heard some amazing readings, just shocking to, because they've been so spot on. It's been incredible ride, incredible connections, some connections, even though they've been awesome and great, just unbelievable. They've been sad, but have given such joy to the people receiving the readings that they've been, able to connect to their loved ones. Some of these stories I've told before, but like the sister who called in my first year wanting to connect to her sister who passed away, and Michelle said, are you wearing your, because your sister is saying this, that you're wearing her panties so that you'd be able to connect better? And the sister was crying on air and saying, yes, I did that so I'd be able to connect. But it just showed the connection was there. Her sister was there. And the other story I'd like to share with you that, still after all of my shows I've done, this one had to be the most, shocking and surprising of all. I would say, just a couple of weeks ago, we started the week on with Chuck Bergman and Marilyn, and they were doing a reading for a family who lost their son in a very tragic accident. And very next day, Media Michelle's show, the family called back, and when Michelle was doing the reading and bringing in the son, the message that Michelle was getting from the son who had passed, that the son was worried about his grandpa, which would be the wife's father, was drinking too much. And the very next morning, it was Wednesday morning, I received a text from the family telling me that the father that the son was worried about that was drinking too much, grandpa, had a heart attack that morning and later died. The family's been through so much, and then for that to happen, but the reading and for that to transpire one day, the son is brought through and says, I'm worried about grandpa drinking too much. And then the next, like that was a message, like, the son. And then the next day, in the morning, the grandpa has a heart attack and dies. And like I said, I've done close to 5,000 shows in my close to 10 years of doing this show. So I've done a lot of calls. One time I added them up and it was well over 15,000 calls I have taken, and that's a conservative number, and that is just amazing. So, Michelle's brought in my parents, and so in for a really awesome treat to have Michelle on. It's really an honor, and that's why I say in my postings, one of the best mediums I have seen, and that's why. And I think anybody would say that. So as you guys are calling in, 347-884-8245, I want to spend just a couple of minutes to talk about something near and dear to the heart of this show. And I don't know, you might be new, you may have listened to the show before, most people have, but what I'm talking about is our homeless mission, because Journey of Light is a spiritual show. Spirituality means love. So loving our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters, we're all one, we're all connected, right? And this show has helped so many people. And it's always been my belief that, you know, we can do more on this show than what we're doing. That if we really are a group, a family of spiritually minded people, right? That's what we all say we are, right? Then we can go and do things for others out there in our world, in our communities, that will help make this world a better place, because it all starts with you and me. And that was started back last December. So we've been doing it about half a year now, of going out, helping the homeless. That I've been going out, we've been collecting donations from listeners on this show, and been going out and helping folks that are basically, I mean, they're living in the streets. They're pushing shopping carts, and those are the folks that I look for. We're not an enabler. We don't help. We're not helping drug addicts and alcoholics and all of that, because I know it's on people's minds. And I'll tell you a quick story about one guy in particular. His name is Burles, and I saw him over a month ago pushing a couple of shopping carts. He wasn't at the corner asking for help or anything, but Spirit led me, God led me to go and speak to him. And I pulled up next to him, and I said, "Could I speak to you for a little bit?" Because I know he needed help. And he had a couple of shopping carts full of cans that he was collecting so he could make a couple dollars for the day. And I asked him, I said, "How long have you been homeless?" And he said, "You know, when I was a kid, I was one of six kids, and my parents didn't want me to go to church," he said, "but I still went to church with other families. And they heard about it, and they kicked me out of the house at age 14. So at age 14, he lived on the streets. So can you imagine that yourself? Or I can't. And then from there, he went on and learned some welding, and he did that for a while. Then he got sick, and he's been on the streets of Oklahoma City for 20 years, 20 years solid. And so we started helping him here on our small mission that we have. It's only small because the donations are small. It's not because of the willingness of putting it in action of myself. I wish I could do it every day if we had the donations to do it every day. But I'm in prayer that with the donations coming in and with someone here in this that one day will bless us with a large donation, we can expand this mission. When I was talking to Burles and we started helping him, and about 2 weeks ago we had a very bad storm come through here in Oklahoma at 2 a.m, winds up to 100 miles an hour. And later after that, I found Burles and I said, "How did you survive the storm?" And he said, "Man," he said, "everything was banging and everything was booming." He said things were sound like explosions. He said the wind was so high. He jumped in a dumpster, jumped in a filthy dumpster because he had no other choice. No one, all the doors were locked. He couldn't get in anywhere. And it broke my heart to hear that. I helped continue to help Burles increase as much as we could and donate to him. And I spoke to him about 10 days ago, and he said, in tears, he said, "Man," he said, "I don't know what I'd do without your group, because now," he said, "I'm renting a garage for someone in the neighborhood. I have a roof over my head. I have a place to go. They have put an area where I could put my shopping carts." And he was in tears. This is the first time he's been off the street in 20 years. And that is what this mission has done. So no, we're not enablers. And that's what I do. I go and go deep into the communities, into the neighborhoods to find people like Burroughs who are pushing shopping carts. Because you see, these folks, they society that they know noticed has given up on them. They view them as invisible. And I know that because from talking with them and seeing people walk by, that they don't even look at you. You're not even there. So think about going through that every day. We're spiritual people. We love and we you know, this is, I didn't know this till the a couple weeks ago. But this is in the Bible that we need to do more than prayers and blessings, because it says in the Bible that brother, when someone comes in seeking help, you got to do more than prayer and push off the door, because without works, your faith is dead. It's in the book of James. So we're also commanded by God to help your brothers and sisters. Because on that corner, pushing those shopping carts, if that was Jesus, you know how many people would be stopping to help? But I truly believe one of the reasons we have homeless people is a test on us to show our compassion. So tonight, as you're listening and as you're calling in, please go to the link on the show page, the GoFundMe link. Maybe refresh your page if the link's not there up top. We've refreshed that. Click on it. Make a donation. All I'm asking for you guys to do is punch in the digits of your card. That's it. I am more than happy to go out there and physically find and help the homeless people. I love spending time with them. Many of the pictures, as long as they're okay with it, we post on my Facebook. I'm only a couple of days away from going back out there on Friday. If you rather use PayPal, the PayPal address is on the GoFundMe page as well. And those folks who donate tonight, we're going to bring you up first as our thank you for helping out those that are less fortunate than us. You know, we might have our troubles and things, and I know a lot of people that are listening tonight do, but unless you're jumping in a dumpster at 2 a.m. in the morning, we still have it pretty good. And you can see the help that we did for Burroughs and the help we can do for others. This show has done incredible things, and it's not just me. It's the help of everybody. Last year, we helped Melvin so he wouldn't be homeless. So as a group, we can do great things. We can do great things. I'll come to you in the screening room, see if you are needing assistance, how to donate and things. And again, we're going to bring the folks in who have donated. Now, let's get on with the show here, and let's bring on our guest first. And if you are calling in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone, okay? If you want to speak to Michelle, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. So let's welcome back to Journey into the Light, and I have sure missed her last week. This is Medium Michelle. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Doing good. Welcome back. How was your trip?
Thank you. Trip was good. For all the listeners, I did go to San Diego for 6 days, and we did a large group mediumship event, which was wonderful, and then I did some private sessions. But I was there specifically to visit with my daughter, who happens to be 4.5 months pregnant, having a baby girl.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to be a grandma. I'm going to be a grandma.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Great.
But you just wait, Michael, when Holly or Nick, you know.
Yeah.
It's quite a – I am still in shock. I don't know how – you know, half the world becomes grandparents, because I'm like, oh my goodness, it's just a huge change, you know. I'm 45, and I'm going to be a grandma.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny.
It seems like as soon as I discovered I was going to be a grandmother, I started growing more gray hair. I don't know if that's coincidence. Like, somehow in my psychology, maybe I think that if you're a grandma, you should sort of look like one, because I definitely don't look like one.
Yeah, we all think of our, grandma and grandpas are like you got to be in your 70s or late 60s, that type. No, it's not really how it works.
I mean, people generally, when Alyssa and I are in public, people think we're sisters. So they'll probably end up thinking my grandbaby is my daughter. You know what I mean?
Right.
I need to look my age a little bit more.
Yes, please. Please put on some more gray hair.
Oh my gosh. My husband, I was sitting in the parking lot in the car, and he was out on the phone, and when he came back into the car, I had like 10 gray hairs lined up on the dashboard. What the heck are you doing? Like, stop pulling those out. Don't you know that when you pull one out, 10 grow and replace? I'm like, that's a mess. Ah, better be.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well,
so
great.
The large group event was eventful. There was one person in the audience who literally just lost her son 3 days. Three or four days. She had just lost her adult son, and she insisted on coming to the group event. And generally, I don't like to read, when it's so soon. And that it's not because they can't come through or they're busy or whatever. It's nothing like that. Generally the loved one that is survived is the one that's in so much pain. And anyway, she got some amazing messages, and one in particular, I said, I keep seeing this one single yellow rose, and she didn't know what it meant. And this is good for anyone who's going to call in and get a reading, because a lot of times I'll say things that have yet to come. So I was telling this woman, there's one single yellow rose that I see. And, 3 or 4 days later, she messages me on Facebook, and she said, I know what the yellow rose is. And she said, my daughter placed one single yellow rose on his picture on Mother's Day, or something like that. So that's generally how validations will come through.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. And I know there's a lot of calls stacked up here, but I know you want to do you want to say something about the callers calling in? And I know you always like to talk a little bit about the donations before we go to calls.
Yeah, I mean, as far as donating, I think it's really important. And I know for myself, I used to carry some petty cash in my purse, and that in spirit would guide me to whoever needed it. And because of your show, I'm going to pick that practice up again and start leaving cash in my purse and then be directed. And I absolutely love it when I get directed, because I'll see somebody and I know that they're in need, and then I take my money out of my purse and I'll walk over and hand it to them. And the joy that they have is amazing, and it's that alone is worth it, just making somebody else's day, making someone else have a good day, and it brightens them up and they can actually eat. So anyways, as far as a reading, when you call in, try and be as open as possible. If you have a psychic question such as work, career, romantic relationship, be open to whatever comes through. If you're patient, the answer to your question will probably come through, but I'm most likely going to connect with a loved one, and then the answer to your question. Because spirit guides all of the readings. I don't have any control over what comes through. the caller who's receiving the reading has no control over what comes through. I think the best thing is just to be open, and you'll get a general reading. We'll touch on, you know, several different things, not just the question that you have. And don't give me information. Answer yes or no. If I hit on something that's really profound, definitely let us all know what that means, because I have no idea what anything means. I rely on the caller to kind of explain what it means that I'm seeing. I just see, hear, get visions, and then it's really up to the caller to make the connections. And if whatever I say doesn't make sense, write it down, because it might make sense, you know, in the coming week or 2 weeks or month. And then that's really it.
Okay, and I was reminded, you and my son, especially my son, about he's been having these dreams. You know, he's been telling you about. There something you wanted to say on that?
Well, it's just really connected. I mean, he's having dreams about my daughter, which I, Holly and my daughter Melissa had spoken. But I don't think Nick has ever actually spoken to my daughter, so I just find it interesting that he has dreams about her. And I am pretty good at dream interpretation, so I can kind of put the pieces together and figure out what that means. So he's dreaming for us.
Yeah. He's been telling me, and these real vivid dreams. He's been waking up at middle of the night, coming to me, but it's so vivid. You know, he's like, Dad, he said it wasn't like a dream. I was there, you know, and I was walking with, you know, your daughter, and then they came, you know, they had someone, I guess it was someone behind them that was scary looking, and then they ran into you, and I guess you were like kind of walked with them kind of as a protector. And
yeah, and it was in this beautiful, like, fifth dimensional, amazing mansion home. You know, something that you would see out of sci-fi is what he dreamt of. And he said he knew it was my home. I'm like, right on. It's my home. I'll take it. And then he said there were two faceless people following him, and I recognized them to be guides. And I was sitting in this beautiful mansion home reading a book, which to me means wisdom.
Wow. Well, I guess we should get to the calls. But a couple things I want to say to the audience out there is so far we've received just one donation, but we do thank Francine who donated $21. Francine, if you could let me know, Facebook, chat, where you're at, if you're called in. I, of course, will find you in the screening room if it all fails. But if you could let me know, love to go to you first. If anybody else now can donate, please do, because, I mean, isn't that amazing, Michelle, how, you know, Burroughs, we actually, this is always a dream of the mission was, you know, to move people from the streets to a place to actually live. And to him, a garage is a mansion. He loves it. And I would too.
Yeah.
I was living in the street. I would love a garage.
I would too. If I was living on the street, I would be so happy to have a garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And just to think, just as a group, what we can do. I mean, that's just really moving to me. So.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, so the link is there, folks, to donate. We're going to bring those who donate in first, and we do suggest if you can, any amount helps, but if you could donate $20, that at least gets them where they could stay a night at some of the hotels downtown. 30 actually gets them a meal with that. And lastly, you know, Michelle's been so nice to folks who go and order a private reading with Michelle, which I would highly recommend. A portion of that goes to the homeless project as well. So by getting a private reading with Michelle, which I would recommend, and I always did all these years off air when people would ask me, they're like, Mike, okay, now people always ask me this to show off here. They're like, okay, Mike, now if you privately were going to a reading, where would you go? And, you know, I recommended you so many times. So, yeah, so it's a great cause. And Michelle, have you gotten a business phone number yet?
No, I haven't. That's on my to-do list. But if anyone's interested, they can message me on Facebook, mention Journey Into the Light, so I know where you came from. And so I can make sure to, if you do book a reading with me, like Michael said, a portion of that does go to the homeless. So.
Okay, and we do have the link here on the show page for Michelle's Facebook page. It's right there. You click on it. It's fairly near the top, so you can get to it easily. And alrighty, got a packed house tonight in the chat room as well. So thanks, guys. So let's go to area code 847. First caller up, and you're on. Can we get your first name and where you're calling
yes,
from?
Yes, hi, Michael. I am Franny Francine, who did donate a while
right.
ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hooray.
Thank you for supporting. Margaret sent us right to you, so that's great.
Oh, hi. So excited to be here. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Francine. Do you go by Franny or Francine?
Franny would be great. Yep, that's
okay.
me.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what can I help you with? Do you have a specific question?
Any spirit that would love to say hi from the great beyond, I would love to have a hello.
Okay. So I've got an interesting image coming through. You may not connect the dots immediately, but go ahead and write it down if this doesn't make sense to you currently. I am being shown a elderly man with a shovel, and he is digging a hole in the ground, and I know this to be either the front yard or the backyard. This is an older gentleman coming in on your dad's side. Do you have any reference or do you have any idea what that could possibly mean?
Not right at this moment. Definitely would have to think about that.
Okay. Do you have who coming in on your dad's side that's an older gentleman? He's not elder. Actually, there's two coming in now. There's one that is elder and then one that much younger than the older guy. So there's two I see. The older man is wearing a red baseball cap, and he's showing me red socks to match. So I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Okay. I'm not sure either.
Okay, so I have to stop and just say to all of the listeners, if this information resonates with you, please let Michael know, because I don't think this is for Franny, and that does happen sometimes. It's an eager spirit that needs to desperately connect with their loved one. So, because it's also very, very vivid and clear, so I definitely know that, you know, it is for somebody. So why don't go ahead and tell me who you want to connect with, and let me see if I can see in spirit world.
Okay. Andrew?
No, but now I have a female coming in on your mom's side. I'm given the date of June, the number 6, June.
June 6. Well, I don't know, but I got the chills.
Well, we have to make a connection. Is your mom passed?
Yes, she has.
Okay. What's the connection to the number 6 with your mom?
The number 6.
Are there 6 children? Is there a birthday in June?
Neither of those. I do have others on my mom's side, and I try to.
Okay, well, your mom sends a whole bunch of love to you, and she's pouring it out from her heart, extending it to you. Those were the chills that you were getting, just an amazing amount of love coming from her. And she knows that you were thinking about her on Mother's Day. Do you understand that?
Sure, yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
So, I mean, which is generic. I mean, most people are going to think about their deceased mom on Mother's Day, but she's acknowledging your conversation with her. So it was just more than thinking. I really feel like you were talking to her, like as if you knew she could hear you. I want to bring in somebody that your mom's connected with who knitted a lot. This could be her mother. Who's the knitter in the family?
My mom did a lot of handicrafts, knitting, crocheting.
Okay. And I'm being shown the number 6 again. If I get it once and you don't understand, no big deal. If I get it 2 times or 3 times, it is very significant.
Okay.
Who collected the kitty knickknacks?
A lot of us do knickknacks, a lot of knickknacks.
This one is very specific that she's showing me.
Kitty.
It's a cat, and it's porcelain, and it is a kitty knickknack.
Maybe I don't know. My granddaughter loves kitties, so I don't know.
If she's collecting them, I mean, that's how your mom would connect her to say hello to your granddaughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Also got the month of October.
Okay.
Loads and loads of love and hearts coming from your mom. Is Andrew a young man?
Middle age, more so.
Okay. That's the person I saw shoveling dirt with his shovel.
Mm.
He's showing it to me again.
Okay. Mm.
And bells, he just said bells and whistles. Bells and whistles.
Mm.
They're bringing up the shooting at the concert.
Oh, really? Oof, got chills again on that one. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're telling me how upset you were to hear that. Do you understand that?
Yes, I was. I was very upset.
Okay. Yeah, there's some tears and just shock and horror and... So know that they're all around you, hovered around you, as you know, you were feeling so upset and shocked by the news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many young people.
And I feel like you extended some prayers to everybody. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so your prayers are being heard and they're being acknowledged. Spirit world hears you. Now, your mom, she's telling me there's some place that you want to go, and she's telling me to tell you to get up and go. So she's got a little bit of a fiery streak in her, but she's saying it in a funny way, like not stern. she's saying get up and go, get up and get moving. So there's something, I don't know what it is, that you need to be doing.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what she's saying. It's been something I've been wanting to do. Yep.
Yeah, she says, do it. And she's yelling it. She's yelling it at me. Get up and do it. And you know what? I feel like she's a private person because she's not telling me what it is. So, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, Andrew, I'm going back to Andrew. He's acknowledging your tears. Do you understand sudden passing with him?
Yes.
Okay.
Very sudden.
Okay. And I want to mention his eyes. They're very beautiful.
Yes.
Blue or hazel, they're just bright. and he is telling me about his beautiful eyes. and he's also acknowledging your tears, and he gives you a great big hug. He's just giving you a big bear hug. So is it a trip that you're wanting to go to or supposed to get up and do?
Well, that I want to, you know, I do have some plans for that, but it's kind of something I've been wanting to do, like writing something that I've been wanting to do for the last many years and
okay.
to write
so
something about something.
That's your mom telling you to get up and do it, but Andrew is the one saying do the trip.
Okay.
So, it seems like the whole message in spirit world this evening for you is to get up and go. Do what you need to do.
Okay. Yep. It's something I've been talking about. I've been kind of energy-less on certain things, and I've been
Who's
complaining to myself about it. So, yep, I relate to that.
Who's the teacher?
Teacher? In the spirit world or in the non-spirit world at the moment? My daughter's a teacher, or my aunt was a teacher.
Okay, that would be your aunt coming through. So
okay.
She's passed?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's just her way to say, I'm here. You know, generally they'll talk about their occupation. So just know
okay.
that she's here as well, sending you love.
Uh-huh, okay.
And also guiding your daughter as she is moving through her career as a teacher.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. Do you understand Tom?
Oh, I know a couple of Toms. Yep.
Okay. Did Andrew know a Tom?
I may have met him, but I don't know. Is he in the spirit world with him or somewhere also on this plane? I don't know.
I don't know. I just heard Tom, and so
interesting.
That just means that I need to mention Tom.
Okay.
But I do think it's Tom in spirit world.
Okay.
Yep. And I just heard Linguini. Why am I hearing that?
Well, I used to make him his favorite linguine and clam sauce, if that could be
Aww,
it.
Oh, that's a beautiful relic for you, Franny. That just made my night. So he's saying he misses that.
And I haven't made it since he's been gone, so maybe
I
should.
Make it in his honor, and he would love to join you, and he'll enjoy it from Spirit World. And I've got a beautiful color blue coming through, which I believe to be somebody's favorite color.
Okay.
It's a blue jacket, actually. Who has Andrew's blue jacket?
Blue jacket.
Mhm.
I have a lot of blue jackets that I personally own. Blue.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Specifically a windbreaker.
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, I don't know why Andrew would be mentioning that.
Interesting.
I think you need to put it on because some weather is coming. So.
Wow.
But,
Wow.
Also, this spring and summer, make sure to have plenty of sunflowers. Bright yellow, big, beautiful sunflowers is what I'm being shown, and I'm going to wrap up the reading with that.
That sounds wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I've got a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I hope you feel blessed. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good night. All righty. Okay, we're here with Medium Michelle, and if you want to set up a private session with Medium Michelle, her Facebook link is here on the show page. You can click on it, send a message to connect with Medium Michelle, tell her you heard the show on Journey into the Light, and a portion of your private reading will go to the homeless mission. So there you go there. There's the link. And again, if you're calling in tonight, make sure you press the 1 on your phone when you call in, 347-884-8245. And let's go to our next call, Mississippi, and let's bring in Maggie to the show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi. How are you tonight?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
This is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm fine. I was just going to see if there was anybody that had something to say.
Okay. Why don't we start with let me know who you want to connect with, and I'll make that connection, or I'll attempt to.
Patrick, or my dad.
Patrick or your dad?
Yes, either one. I'd like to know how Pat's doing. And my dad's been gone a long time. Pat's been gone in the last couple of years.
Okay. So your dad, I want to know if he enjoyed drinking beer, and did he walk with a cane?
Yes.
Both?
And so did my father-in-law.
Okay. Well, I love dearly. Say it again.
I said, my dad did in his later years, and my father-in-law did, and they both were old with change.
Beer. Okay. I feel like one of them's telling me, I don't know which one I have here, is telling me he kicked the alcoholic habit, or he kicked it in the butt, or he because he's showing me crunching up a beer can and tossing it. So hold on, and they are bringing in a dog, large breed, and I can hear the collar rattling, jingling, had bells. Do you know, did someone lose a dog recently, or whose dog is with this?
I did.
Oh. Does that fit the description of your dog? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Now I can.
Okay. Did that fit the description of your dog?
A large dog?
It's mid-sized.
A Doberman?
Yeah, I mean, the leash is very thick, so, I mean, that's what I'm seeing. It's a very large, thick leash, which would represent a, you know, a big dog to me.
Okay, I had to put down my Doberman last Christmas. She had a stroke.
Yeah, that's it. That's your dog coming through. So they want you to know that they have your dog.
Now,
they want you to know that they were with you when you had to put him down, and they brought the dog over with them.
Oh, good.
Okay. It's a beautiful dog. Looks like a champion to me. Do you understand?
I've had so many dogs, but if the last one was the female Doberman,
okay.
And but I mean I have like probably 50 dogs there.
Okay. you know what, Maggie, and that is sober how the vision came through to me. They didn't really show me a specific dog, and then they started showing me a bunch of different dogs, so I was a little confused. Just know that, know that your dogs are with you, and I want to know about planting a tree. I keep getting this shovel and shoveling dirt and planting. The last caller can relate to that very well. So I'm bringing it up again because I'm seeing it again.
Okay.
Who planted a tree?
Oh, Pat. Pat planted trees at our old house.
Okay. So that's the connection.
And he was, he liked to, I got the trees, he planted them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's his way of coming through, and he's with your family. So I don't know if your family knew him, but they kind of act like
they did.
Yes. Okay, because they're all interacting with each other, and they want you to know that Patrick, along with your dogs, are all with him. I've got a November date. That's a month. That's a passing.
A what?
Somebody passed in November.
Oh. I don't know who that would be.
Okay.
I was born in November. I don't. But I don't know who. I only have one brother left out of a family of five kids and my mom and dad. So everybody's dead except one brother.
Mm-hmm.
And two husbands up there and lots of friends.
Yeah,
all my friends except I only have one friend left living. Two. Out of a bunch.
Well, one thing that they're telling me is that you have so many dream visitations. They're talking to me about your dream life and your sleep, and that you're very, very vividly connected with your loved ones in the dreamland. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So those are actual visitations uplifting you, and this is so that you don't think that you're alone and that there's help every step of the way on planet Earth by your loved ones on the other side.
I've had
a
cat spirit with me lately. Do you know anything about
that? I was just going to say a white, fluffy cat.
Okay. It's just, I only see it, I can see through it. I've only seen it a couple of times, but it's almost tripping.
Well, it's
And I also have a physical cat, but I have this other cat that's come a couple of times lately.
Yeah, well, the cat's not a ghost cat. The cat is just, it was somebody's pet. And this cat is connected to, I believe, your grandmother.
Oh.
Yeah. So when you see the cat's with your grandmother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And then who loves their martinis?
Martin. Oh, I did. Haven't had one in a while, but that was my favorite. When I was a lot younger.
Okay, they're just talking about the martinis, and yeah, so you have so much love and support for you on the other side. But your mom's talking to me about a lot of dust in the house that you need to get to dusting. So I don't know if she was a clean freak or why she would mention that.
About what? A lot of dust in the house?
No, dusting, clean up.
About what? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Is this better? So she's talking about cleaning up the house. So lots of dust around, just pick up, clean up. That's coming from your mom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was a clean freak. And
I thought so.
Yeah. Okay, Mom.
Well, you've been a real joy. You've been a real joy, Maggie. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. And just obviously through this reading, you know that you're definitely not alone. So,
thank you so much.
You're
I really
so
appreciate
welcome.
It. Okay, bye bye.
Okay, bye bye. Good night.
Okay, I'm back here in the screening room. It took me an extra minute for the system to let me in. You still there, Michelle?
Yeah. Don't you love technology?
Yeah, I know. I had the button pressed, and then I just like waited. Like, I'm here, Michelle. Hang on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Both of those callers uh-huh. were really, really something special. I just, very sweet ladies, both of them.
Yeah, yeah, they really were. It's always great energy from the audience is, you know, always, you know, just about always really sweet. And then when you come on the show, it's just a really great But the thing is that you have to come on each night, though, because you won't be here tomorrow. And my producer, Bonnie, knows all about Michael the day after Michelle's not here. He's a little gripey.
Oh, no. Oh. Well, I feel so special. Thank you.
Okay, well, we still have another call or so to get to, and I just want to let the folks know who are listening, in case you come in, like, you know, towards the end or middle, which happens a lot. If you can, folks who are able to donate to our homeless mission, helping those less fortunate than us, the link is on the show page, and we're going to those folks first, of course, to give them our thank you to turn that energy. The link is on the show page. Click on the GoFundMe link and go ahead and click on there, make a donation. And that's probably because we got Thomas coming on now from South Carolina. Anybody else who wants to come on, probably need to go that route. And I'll come to you in the screening room if I haven't already. And lastly, I am looking for a Jessica. Okay, so Jessica, I know you've donated, and I haven't been able to find you. Now, I know some people donate who don't call in, just want to help, and that's awesome. We appreciate you, but in case you're on the phone lines, please let me know. We don't want to miss you. Okay, alrighty. Let's go, Michelle, to South Carolina. Let's bring Thomas into the show. Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah, thank you. What a pleasure.
Hey. Hi, Thomas. How are you?
Hey. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. Do I know you?
Yeah. I'm with Debbie.
Oh, yeah. I thought so. what an honor. Thank you for calling in.
It's an honor to be in front of you.
Oh, thank you. And we need to make some plans to come out and do a gallery event in South Carolina.
What's that?
I said we need to make some plans to come out and do a gallery event in your neck of the woods.
Oh, yes. Yes, please. Oh, that would be a lot of fun. You bet.
Great. Love
to have
you. Deb, my love, so what's your question?
Question is about the job change that I just did. You know, I kind of changed gears a little bit. And now I'm in school for the last 9 days. I got testing coming up on Thursday, so I'm kind of
got all this information
yeah. going into your brain all one time. And
what's the schooling? I'm seeing something electrical or like engineering or something. Is it whatever it is? You're doing outstanding, and you have so much support from the other side.
Okay.
You made an amazing shift, and I understand this created so much internal conflict in you, and there's a lot of doubt. I don't know if I did the right thing. I don't know if this is the direction. And you conquered all those doubts, and you followed your gut intuition, and you just did it. But you